Welcome to the show where you can get the latest health news for you, alternative and mainstream news, not just what you see on television, but a lot of the things they will not tell you, because that's what you get here on YouTube or whatever platform you're watching this on, because of censorship. But that also reminds me of the shirt I'm wearing. This is wearechange.org. I'm not wearechange.org, but I'm wearing a shirt that says wearechange.org because I support their mission politically. If you want political news, independent news that is not funded by mainstream corporations that, you know, basically control the whole narrative, you can follow their work in the description below. Not a sponsorship, just saying I have their shirt, I like their work, I like to hear a different perspective. That's exactly what you get here. So let's get right into the health news. 95% of baby food contains toxic heavy metals. New report exposes the truth. It says only 5% of baby food did not test positive for heavy metals. And we know that heavy metals is actually transgenerational, meaning that heavy metals stay within the body, it stays within the environment for quite some time. They say half-life of billions of years, more than plastic, by the way, and can cause things like cancer, interact and act as minerals in the body, and can get really basically manipulative in the body, acting as the minerals, but also interfering with different chemical procedures and chemical reactions within the body. If you think about it, right, it says baby food, and EPA and DHA is a component that's often in baby food, and that's also in omega-3s. And where do you get omega-3s from? You get it from fish, and fish tends to be contaminated in heavy metals as well. So something to just be aware of. I will talk more about heavy metals in the future, so stay tuned for that. How to protect your eyesight from irreversible damage with two plant pigments. Now this is important because you're watching this right now online, aren't you? You're watching it on some sort of device, whether it's your phone or the computer, and that means what do you gotta do? You gotta protect your eyes. You can't really treat it that well, but you can prevent it very well. So it's very important that you do take something like lutein and zeaxanthin. I actually take that for my own eyes because I'm on the computer often doing research and stuff like this. So it's very important that we do make sure we protect our eyes. Things like blueberries, notice it's the shape of the eye. Things like carrots, high in vitamin C, vitamin A, very, very important for eye health. So something to just pay attention to. You could wear pinhole glasses like these, and they can also help your eye. It says Connecticut reports 2 flu deaths in adults over 65. This is Fox News. But doctors urge patients to get their flu shots now. So they're urging patients to get their flu shots. This is a common theme within the mainstream narrative news. It says flu vaccines are safe and effective, said this person, this Commissioner Rennie D. Coleman Mitchell, in a news release. And you know, that's common where they say flu vaccines are safe and effective, but are they actually right? You know, do they actually have proof? It actually says right there on the flu vaccine label, which they call the receipt, it doesn't say that it's basically tested, and it's not tested in pregnant women, it's not tested in children. And so this is something that is alarming to me, because why could they say it's safe and effective when they don't release these studies to the public, and nor do they talk about the actual ingredients in these flu vaccines, which is aluminum, a heavy metal, known heavy metal, and nor do they talk about how the receipts themselves say that it hasn't been tested. So why is that, you know? It says infants and toddlers eat too much sugar, researchers say. So in addition to the vaccines, they're being bombarded by sugar. Now this doesn't come as a surprise to me personally. It says they come from sweetened drinks, baked goods, and snacks. So that's not very good. And this is a recent study using government data found that they're eating too much sugar. So government data is quite outdated. You know, we have the food pyramid, food plate, and even people can disagree with those because they're not very accurate. So to say that it's very much too much sugar according to the government sources can be quite alarming to some people. And so Apple's reach reshapes medical research. Now we're starting to depend on technology. Why are we depending on technology for our health? Is it that health is within us all along, or do we have to seek out this device that's owned by these big corporations that are censoring everybody to begin with, like wearechange.org and like my operation Nature is the Answer? because they don't want you to get this information, right? If they're censoring it. So instead, they're giving you this and they're saying, okay, well, this is what you got to do for your health, and oh, make sure you have this many steps in your day, right? Are these things actually healthy for you to just be always so dependent and looking at it? That's why I have a poem saying that you're basically enslaved to your health, because you become to that point, especially if you have a problem or a disease, it's a dis-ease in the body. Maybe you just need to ease yourself onto things, ease yourself onto what your body was intended to do. And in nature, I say this often, but animals, they know when they're sick, they have to rest, they know they have to drink more water, and they naturally get better on their own without any drugs. So there's something to think about, at least, because we're always trying to get the different perspective, That's why we're going over not just the mainstream news, but the alternative news. That's what makes this special. So then we have drug-resistant superbugs are killing thousands of Americans. Here's what you need to know about them. Superbugs is something that I've been warning about for quite some time now, because it's going to outnumber cancer deaths. It says they'd kill 35,000 each year, and that basically there isn't really much of a treatment, because the antibiotics in the first place is what caused these superbugs, because we're giving out too many antibiotics in hospitals. This is just a known fact. We're throwing them to people like candy, and this has been said by doctors like Andrew Weil, MD. He says, we're throwing candy, and that's alarming. It says drug-resistant superbugs sicken 2.8 million and kill 35,000 each year, which is very crazy. It says post-antibiotic era, that's what they call it, because that's what we're going to get into, right? If we're just giving so many antibiotics, how is that good? How is that good at all? Especially when our gut has probiotics, and these probiotics, wow, these probiotics are not present within our body very much, and our gut bacteria, which has our immune system, is not being fed what it needs to be fed, which is real good bacteria, right? The bacteria that's on our food, raw foods and probiotics, right? So, and prebiotics, the good fibers that are in our foods, that are not in processed foods, that are not in enriched flours, that is not in meat products that are, very, very processed as well. So FDA warns Dollar Tree it's selling potentially unsafe drugs. Well, I would say they're selling unsafe processed foods, right? They're selling processed foods that, oh yes, it's cheap, and they'll go to McDonald's too because it's cheap, but is that actually feeding you? And then you become addicted to those foods, and they don't actually have the fiber, so you can't be full, and then you continually eat these foods, but they're not actually feeding you, and your health literally depends on those foods that you're eating. So that, to me, is warning you, not just the FDA warning you. This should be a warning to yourself, right? Is why are we not eating the foods that actually feed our body? So aside from Dollar Tree, how about pick up a whole food, a whole plant-based food like avocado that actually been shown to help you increase nutrient absorption in total through all the foods you eat, and has the healthy fats, has the high magnesium, for example, a high calorie count, so it's really good, in starvation and stuff like that. Then you have complementary cancer therapies do more harm than good. This is a BBC News headline that comes out of the UK, right? But it's funny to me because these mainstream news headlines are always a little skewed, it seems to me, because every article I go over talks about anti-vaccine, anti-natural medicine. Why is this? Why is that? Well, let's look at what they list here. And to be honest with you, this article is all just about basically herbal medicine and how it interferes with hormone therapy or chemotherapy treatment. But it does not say that those herbal products themselves can be used as a treatment, because they can very well help people, with their cancer, with different things. But I'm not a practitioner, so consult your medical practitioner, even though they don't learn much about natural medicine or nutrition. Educate yourselves, right? What is it that you can do? Because there's also immunotherapy, there's ozone therapy, there's other things too. So we're not just taking into account hormone therapy and chemotherapy, which chemotherapy was found during World War II with mustard gas. So is that really a treatment for our body? body. And they're saying, oh, well, don't use these herbs with these treatments. Well, what about a certain protocol where maybe you could use those herbs at a certain time? Because there's always a time and place for everything, right? We can't just say we can't use them at all, because they're saying here, like, grapefruit has enzymes that will break down the cancer drugs in the body. But just because that happens, I mean, the cancer drugs are doing the same thing that people are saying that the foods can do. So it's kind of creating these conflicting narratives where it's like divide and conquer. You see what I mean? Everybody's divided. They don't know which way to look. Where's the natural cures? Where's the actual cure? Where is it? And it's causing a lot of butting heads, right? Where who do we depend on? Again, the people who know best, the people who trust us, and we are to trust, right? So it says Amazon adds new Amazon pharmacy branding to pill pack and promotes the CEO. And by the way, I was joking, because that's exactly what they want you to believe, is their trust in them, right? This is how I feel. How do you feel? Let me know in the comment section below. So Amazon Pharmacy. Are you surprised that Amazon would be coming up with a pharmacy? As it is, they're putting all these other small businesses out of business. And they have pretty much everything on the site, even things that probably shouldn't even be on the website. But Amazon has a lot of influence. They even own, I believe it's the Washington Journal or one of the news publications. But basically, they're able to have an enormous influence on things, and it's no surprise to me that they're doing that. Are you going to be dependent on this big techno tyranny, this big techno giant that is going to be giving you their drugs now? Kind of like how Microsoft helps you with your computer, for example. It's easy. They can take control of your operating system. Or is Amazon taking control of your body, right? That's what you have to be looking at. So more adolescents seek medical care for mental health issues. This is something I've been talking about in the past, like how many people my age have a lot of mental health issues, like anxiety and depression, and it's alarming to me. It's like, why is this going on? This can't be good, right? And so to me, it's a lot of the overwhelming factors in society. It's the technology that it kind of disconnects us, but also gives us this artificial feedback loop where we're attention this we want the attention from human beings, but instead we seek it from technology because we can't get it through them, and it's easier getting that satisfaction, that instant gratification through technology, that attentiveness that we wish we could have gotten through our humanity. So that's something to just keep in mind, right? Is how much are we losing our humanity? Because then we'll really lose our mind, truly. So a big study casts doubt on the need for many heart procedures. So heart procedures now not being useful, these are the things we have to take a look at. There's science that's contradicting what we've been told 20 years ago. And you have to keep in mind, the science is still new, right? I mean, technology is still emerging, and you have all these new big pharma companies coming out and merging, right? Like Monsanto and Bayer merging. That's crazy. How much influence do these people need? And all these different procedures, right? There's even newer procedures coming out. So maybe that's what we should use. But how about we actually talk about natural medicine? Is it actually something we can use, right? So we're always doing studies on the drugs because they're funded by drug manufacturers. And they're not going to fund a study on natural medicine because natural medicine as it is can't be patented. So it's not going to be given to the public. Right? I mean, that's just the way I see it. So American trust in scientists remains stable, claims Newsweek, despite demonstrated growth in conspiracy theories. So, what are conspiracy theories? It shows here Storm Area 51. Conspiracy theories could, I mean, they call everything, a lot of things, conspiracy theories, believe it or not. If you even question 9/11, if you question what's going on politically, who actually owns a lot of the big banks in the world, you can say a lot of things are conspiracy theories and call people names. But is that something we want to do, or do we actually want to look at why are these people believing what they believe? What makes this a conspiracy? Is it actually just rather a question that somebody is coming up with and saying, well, why is this happening in this? Why is it correlated with this? And why is there a pattern that demonstrates this happening and this happening, right? So it's not just some conspiracy. In fact, people actually go to jail for conspiracy. People in government stuff for working with nations that they're not supposed to and doing things that they're not supposed to because it's illegal. Basically, conspiracy in this terminology is saying anyone that questions the world around them. And that's not something I like to hear, right? Because I like to question the world around me. That doesn't make me a conspiracy theorist. Right? And yet they're the ones name calling the people that don't call themselves conspiracy theorists, right? We're just asking questions. And that's what independent media is very good at doing. And that's why I support work like We Are Change and why I'm trying to bring health information to the public as well. So more than 2 million pounds of chicken recalled. So again, we see all these different recalls, different products, oftentimes to bigger companies, right? 2 million pounds of chicken. That's a lot of chicken. So it's going to come from, some place that distributes a lot, doesn't it? So it says is recalling 2 million pounds of poultry products that may be contaminated with metal. So metal, huh, that sounds like what I talk about when I say chicken is often contaminated with arsenic and coffee is often contaminated with cadmium. And so is it actually the caffeine in the coffee that's giving you the kick, or is it the cadmium in the coffee that's giving you the kick? Because that's what we have to be looking at as well, right? Is these heavy metals make us feel good? That's why they were used for treatment. In fact, actually making it worse, because it gave them that kick that made them feel a little bit better, even though it's not actually healing their body in the process. So that's something to also consider. So what are the real zombies then? If people are following the medical industry, people are following even the natural medical industry. But I'm not here to take sides, right? I'm here to ask questions. What are the real zombies? So they even say zombie ants, right? It comes from zombie ants and how they give off different diseases like we see in the movies, right? So it says it refers to a person that is rendered mindless by a witch doctor. They're trying to come down to the roots of what does zombie actually mean, right? So a witch doctor taking control of you. So that sounds familiar to me. It's like, is your doctor in control of your body, or are you in control of your body? Are you mindless going into it? Because then you might be a zombie then, right? If you're spreading disease, right? Because you're always sick all the time. And well, just something to consider, right? Apple removes vaping apps from the Apple Store. Is this a form of censorship, I ask, right? I mean, if they're removing vaping apps, which vaping has been shown to help people get off of cigarettes, and I will have a documentary soon about this, because oftentimes, if you take a look at like the biggest seller of vapes, it's Juul. And Juul is basically connected with the company Atria, and Atria is also connected to Marlboro. Marlboro sells cigarettes. So it's like, are these companies all in the same game? Is it again a scheme of divide and conquer more power? Potentially, but why is it that we need to remove these things? It has some questions, right? Is there a time and place for everything, including vaping? Are these vaping companies taking control? Like Juul released like a couple statements saying, well, we don't want to give this to people who are not legal of age to receive our products, and we want to make sure it's not marketed toward children unjustly and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of different concerns that are being addressed, but then there's also like black market that supposedly where most of this is happening, and then they don't know what to blame, if whether it's nicotine, the vitamin E, or the THC in the vapes. So I'll get into that all in great detail in the coming documentary. Stay tuned for that. But why is it that we should remove the apps from the Apple Store? Is that justified, because now it's starting to sound a little bit like censorship to me. So some European doctors think Chinese medicine should come with a health warning. So again, this is coming from CNN, by the way, and we see that a lot of the mainstream media is often attacking natural medicine and vaccines, right? And saying that vaccines are safe, sorry. And basically saying that the anti-vaxxers are not right. And time and time again, they're trying to use different arguments to do that. And notice here they say unscientific medicine, but yet they are doing better than the US, aren't they? Why is that? Right? So we need to ask that question. Now, of course, that being said, American culture is spreading throughout the rest of the world, and it's something to pay attention to. And you have to keep in mind, even despite America doing as bad as it is, there are more people in China, and yet they're still doing better. So there's some questions asked there, but them too are always being influenced by pharmaceutical companies. It's kind of hard to escape. The pharmaceutical complex owns a lot of the politicians and lobbies them all the time. So then we have here good noise and bad noise, right? So noise is important too, not just your eyesight. Noise is important too, because when you sleep, you might need white noise, right, to help block out all the other noise and to help you sleep. Some people use that, but in this study that was used, it says white noise is not the same as the other noise. There's things like pink noise and stuff. And basically, it says that white noise could help improve hearing. So that's interesting. A healthy lifestyle can prevent over 20 cancers, says a study. So 20 cancers, over 20 cancers. Am I surprised that a healthy lifestyle, by healthy, what are we talking about? Well, it says quitting smoking, drinking, overeating, unhealthy foods, and being inactive to avoid cancer, right? These simple lifestyle factors can play greatly into someone's life. Now, how do they actually do it? Sometimes people need guidance, and oftentimes, yeah, everybody needs guidance in some degree. Some people need guidance for everything because everything in life is connected. If health means whole, there's always something that has a hole in this whole picture. So we need to identify what is this hole, what are the boundaries around that hole that keeps us from getting out of that hole and then reaching the bigger world that exists, that is, the consciousness, that is humanity, that is nature, this is earth, whatever you want to call it, that is God, that is spirituality, that is the bigger picture of life. How do we reach that instead of being stuck on this physical manifestation of disease that is caused by really, oftentimes our own habits, our own things that we often consider preventable diseases, but also include always our influence, our footprint on things. We always have a footprint on things, so we can't say that it's entirely just comes about magically. There isn't magic to this. There's a cause and effect as to why something happened. So medical horror, it says this article on naturalnews.com, an independent source as well. Genetic sequencing of common vaccine finds entire male human genome from aborted human baby, a complete individual genome with abnormal modified genes, 560 genes linked to cancer. What this means is if you look at the CDC and the FDA's website, it shows the ingredient list right on the vaccines. And we saw that there's human diploid fetal lung tissue in that vaccine. And what this study did by this team basically, it was finding out what exactly this cell, where did it come from, what is it? So they found it's a male, right? And basically the big thing here is that it has 560 genes known to be associated with forms of cancer. So why would that be in these vaccines? I don't know, but that doesn't sound very good, does it now? So that's going to be injected to every child. Maybe just a slight form of cannibalism. But yeah, thank you very much for watching. If you like news like this, different news that isn't just what you see on normal day television, feel free to subscribe and stay tuned for more on this channel. Thank you for watching. This is Corey Edmond-Angelot for Nature is the Answer on YouTube. You could also follow me on BitChute. I'll be posting there maybe soon. But thank you very much for watching and stay tuned for more. Thank you.